While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Faith is to receive. As charity is to give our lives away, our Lord calls us to faith. This is the lungs of the spiritual life, the breathing in, the breathing out, the receiving the love and grace of God, and then giving it away to God and to others. This is our life, this is our steps, and we know that charity is difficult. Loving is hard, loving is the cross. We're all well aware of that. We're all deep entrenched in that. But faith is hard too at times. Faith can be difficult in just the, "Lord, I trust you," and in difficult moments of just holding on to him. But faith can be difficult in the simply learning how to receive from him. In the moments when the Lord's loving us in a way that's just not comfortable. In the moments when his will for us is just doesn't seem like love. Learning to receive him in those moments is not easy. Pope Benedict XVI said that faith, his definition is to receive the love of God and to let one be loved by God. That kind of faith is difficult, but we don't have to do it on our own. The secret of the saints is to let Mary do it for them, that we receive Mary's hearts, and in us she receives for us and comes to Christ for us. When they cry out, "Blessed are you, Mary, blessed the breast that which Christ nursed you." And Christ responds, "No, rather blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." Of course, it's not a slight against Our Lady, but it's calling out that how blessed is Mary. She's the one who heard the Lord and kept it. She's the one who received all that God gave her. She kept it in her heart, and she responded worthily. Blessed is the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And out of God's generosity, it's ours. Confidently, boldly, and humbly, let us claim Mary's heart for ourselves. That she is our mother. She doesn't only want to care for us. She also wants to teach us and actually to receive for us. Let us ask for her heart that we might receive from the Lord within us.